Hello and welcome to Stressed to Mindfully Blessed, a podcast series from Planet Blessed Mindful Successful Living. Is there anything in your life you need to let go of? Everyone has something. We've all experienced physical and emotional pain at some point in our lives. It's human to feel frustrated because of that pain. The difference is that some people hold on to these hurtful experiences, finding it difficult to let go. Holding on to anger, resentment, or frustration can definitely impede the healing process. While it's natural and normal to get stuck at times in your life, at some point, you need to learn how to let things go. How good are you when it comes to letting things go? Many of us struggle with this lesson. Letting go of and loosening your grip on the reins of life can help you feel happier and more joyful in the moment. Forgiving and forgetting can also be emotionally freeing. When you let go of things like anger and resentments, you free your energy up for bigger and better things. When you embrace forgiveness, you are able to move forward with love and compassion. With this process, you also embrace peace, hope, gratitude, and even joy. Forgiveness can lead you down a brand new path in life. It can also help you enhance your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. You know, letting go can be very challenging to do. As humans, we tend to carry emotional burdens around like lead weights attached to our body. We find it hard to let go of things that happened in the past, people that hurt us, or bosses that annoyed us. We spend much of our time brooding over things that have already happened, things we cannot change. Mindfulness teaches us to live in the moment and live in the breath. It's such a simple concept when you think about it. I'm Leslie Riopelle from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so happy you joined us today. This month, we're introducing Mindful Blessisms for your journey of healing, as we focus on mindful healing and awakening your self-healing ability. We're also sharing Blessisms for Managing Cancer and Disease for National Cancer Survivor Month with our Happy, Healthy, Healed You series. Today, we're talking about letting go of judgments and negative feelings that may impede your recovery. In the mindfulness session for today, we're learning how to let things go. This is especially important for those who are managing a chronic illness or anyone in the recovery process. So before we get to this week's mindfulness practice, I want to remind you that next month we'll be delving into the Loving You series, which is all about self-love, body love, and confidence. So I hope you'll join us for that. Let's get started on our mindfulness practice now. So before we get started, take a moment to think about something you need to let go of. And take a nice deep breath. And slowly exhale. As you move through today's practice, focus on how you can learn to let this issue go. So take a moment to find a comfortable position. And you may close your eyes if that feels appropriate. And with that next deep breath, ask yourself, what, if anything, you need to release or let go of as it pertains to your healing journey. How does your story or illness or disease define you? Ask yourself how this issue has colored your life. Take a moment to do that right now. And now breathe in deeply and follow your breath as it moves through your body. As human beings, we tend to hold on to things that we are comfortable with, even negative situations or people. We do this out of habit. But habits can be broken. Take a moment now to focus once again on that thing you would like to let go of. See if you can view this issue with some perspective and observe it from a distance. Ask yourself how this issue or struggle has defined you. And don't view this issue as positive or negative. Just observe it as if you were watching a movie of your life. Take a moment to do that now. So how did that make you feel to step away from that story that has defined you for so long? Now see if you can step a little bit farther away from this issue. Try and imagine how you will feel at a point of time in the future. After this issue has been comfortably resolved, don't worry about how it will be resolved. Just the feeling you get from not having this issue to contend with on a day-to-day basis. And now, tell the universe that you are ready to let this go and let life flow. Ask for forgiveness and acceptance. Ask yourself what you can learn from this issue as you move forward with love in your heart. The more you let go, the more space you will create in your mind. Sometimes our biggest failures can lead to our biggest successes in life. Now ask yourself how you can use this new attitude in your life. See yourself letting go and rolling with the ups and downs of life. See if you can let go of the reins and let go of that control. And keep focusing on how you would feel to be free of this issue. The point is, if there is something in your life that brings you down, you can choose to disconnect your energy and step away from it. Keep imagining that in your mind. Just keep focusing on how you would feel to be completely free of this energy or this story or this illness or even a state of mind that brings you down, and let it go. And notice how much lighter and brighter you feel. Imagine this energy releasing and floating away. And feel the freedom and the power of letting go. And now let's repeat some of the mindful blessisms for this week. You may choose to repeat these quietly in your mind or simply listen. I bless and honor my beautiful immune system today and thank it for protecting my body by preventing or limiting infection. I thank my immune system for its ability to distinguish between normal, healthy cells and unhealthy cells. What a miraculous divine process. I bless and am grateful for the trillions of cells that communicate flawlessly every second of every day. I bless the fact that we are only just now beginning to understand the miraculous joy of this process. I'm so grateful my body supports my efforts to be free of disease. I bless and am grateful for this journey of healing and survival I have embarked upon. Today I strive to learn from everything. The sadness, the illness, the heartbreak, and even the pain. I bless my body and bless this healing journey. I know I deserve a healthy, healed body. I know my innate intelligence is a powerful healing force. I bless myself and my body with loving kindness today. I strive to love myself and my body more every day. I thank my magnificent body and innate intelligence for loving me without fail, even when I was hard to love. I am grateful for my innate intelligence and my smart body, and now see it as a miraculous instrument of healing. My light is so much stronger than my fear. I bless and honor my mind, body, and spirit as a vessel of divine healing. My body is a miraculous instrument of love. I can feel this love emanating within, through, and as me. I can feel this divine energy flowing. Everything is energy. Everything is love. I bless my body today. I know my genealogy is controllable and programmable. I am connected with the energy of miraculous, spontaneous healing and remission right now. I am the miracle. I am the light. I am the love. I know any amount of healing is possible. Today I choose to let go of any anger and pain, and I allow for the energy of new beginnings. I am unlearning everything and starting anew. I bless my body's innate ability to receive new instructions for my health, happiness, and healing. I bless myself and my unique journey of healing today. I bless the miracle of my human body, which works beyond my wildest imagination. I am ready to embrace my optimal healing journey. I bless my ability to channel peace, light, and love during this healing process. I can feel peaceful and calm even through the greatest storms of my life. I bless my ability to remain open and hopeful even in dark times. I am dedicated to mastering my creative power for healing. With each deep cleansing breath, I am releasing any preconceived notions as to how the healing process works for me. Thank you. And I'll take another moment to reflect on how these blessisms make you feel. And bring yourself back into the room, gently opening your eyes. Welcome back. Letting go of and loosening your grip on the reins of life can help you feel happier and more joyful in the moment. That is the beauty and the simplicity of mindfulness. The more you let go of how you think your life should be, the more freedom you will have. I hope you enjoyed this mindfulness session. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that can help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with Mindful Blessings, aka Blessisms, Successful Living Skills and Positive Psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website at mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Mindfully Blessed Instagram page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website at mindfullyblessed.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. Stay tuned for the next session, where we will be working with all of the blessisms from this week's practice. We'll see you then.